This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, number one's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio as we wrap up the week. It's a Friday, and you know what that means, right? Time to wrap things up for another adventure motoring experience right here on the Capricorn Adventure. Our resident motoring journalist, Prashewa Naidu, is back in the driver's seat, test driving, and giving us the inside scoop from behind the wheel. Today, he's bringing the heat with a Toyota's pocket rocket, the GR Yaris, a car born for the rally stages and fine-tuned for pure driving thrill, man, to balance the adrenaline. He also takes a look at the Chery's Tiggo 4 Pro HEV, one of the most talked about budget-friendly hybrids in South Africa. From raw performance to hybrid efficiency, he's covering both ends of the motoring world. And as always, we'll wrap things up with a motoring tip and a hot jam to head into the weekend. Good afternoon, Prashewa, and welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself and to the listeners out there.
I'm so, so great, Prashewa. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us once again.
Always a blessing. Thank you very much.
And let's get straight into it, man. I mean, the Toyota GR Yaris, what was your first impression hopping back into this rally bred hot hatch?
So this time, it felt quite great. I wasn't the passenger prince. In my other occasions, I was actually just the passenger. But to be behind the wheel this time felt surreal. Honestly, I've really done a lot of research about this car. I've went to the Toyota Holds AGR Cup, actually, and I went to go interview some motoring journalists who take part in this cup where they race these GR Yarises. And, you know, I was very, you know, you have preconceived ideas about what this car is, and when you get settled with this car, I mean, the driving, the position, the chunky steering wheel, everything about it is very simplistic in nature, but it feels like it was engineered with intent, you know, rally bred DNA, motorsport DNA. This thing is low slung, focused, and, you know, the chassis is heavy. You feel everything about it, it's heavy, and it's just like a little pocket rocket and waiting for that beast to be unleashed on the streets, you know, and really interesting. But I've had a come down moment because I've had some interesting cars over the last few weeks. So this felt different. I didn't feel as giddy and excited because I had the MG Cyberstar and then I also had the Alfa Romeo Giulia Quadrifoglio in 1 week and I was just on a high, man. And
yo,
this is a perfect sweet spot for me, you know?
That's crazy, man. I'm sure everything, like everything is just on a high because you know what? You have the best of the best. And there's nothing slowing you down with such, you know, experiences. But nonetheless, how does the, you know, updated GR Yaris feel on the real roads? You know, talk us through the performance, you know, as you mentioned, the chase's balance, and whether it still delivers that pure mechanical excitement, enthusiast love.
Yes, absolutely. It's very, very, very sensational to say, to describe it. The raw, very honest. It has a 1.6-litre three-cylinder turbo motor, pushing out 206 kilowatts. It's a little monster. All-wheel drive pulls very hard, especially in the corners. You feel very, very confident. You don't feel as though those corners, you can really throw it in those corners quite well. Balance, beautiful. Front end, you know, bites aggressively. The rear is playful when you want it to be, but the steering is direct and weight in your hands. It's that car that just encourages you to take the long way home. Though very thirsty, I think I was getting about 13 meters per 100 kilometers, but enjoyable. There's no fake noises, no overcooked electronics, just proper driver communication.
Oh, all right. Now, I mean, this GR Yaris has a reputation of being intense, you know, and unapologetically, you know, driver focus. Is it something you deliver daily, or is this one of those cars that you'd enjoy as a weekend warrior?
Well, that's a tough one. I think, you know, one would, if you had a family, I think this car is just geared towards the enthusiasts. I think if, you know, look, you can bail it, the clutch isn't too heavy, and you can get it in automatic or manual. The automatic is a breeze, but I would get it in manual if I was being real with you. And, you know, it thrives when you're pushing it. It's just overall, it's a very firm ride. Not pushing on uncomfortable, but firm. The cabin is snug, but you will find yourself to be at ease. It's comfortable, but you won't. There's no fancy, schmancy, you know, luxury amenities in here. It's straightforward, driver-focused. It's that car that you get in and you go and you either enjoy it full weight or you don't. And you, this car, you have to. You have to enjoy it. And I think weekend car, weekend car for sure.
All right. And I mean, we can give Toyota, you know, it has given the facelift model subtle tweaks inside and out. What stood out, you know, for you in terms of cabin updates, tech, and overall build?
It looks like a rally car that somehow passed road regulations, if I must say. Wide arches, spot stance, fat tires, rear functional aero. When you see it in traffic, doesn't blend with, you know, the GTIs, it's not like the usual suspects. And, you know, they tried to make it very pretty and purposeful. And the cabin, of course, I've mentioned, very simplistic. But in today's world, it's refreshing. It's different. And those who know. Those car enthusiasts out there know this thing is a business.
No, most definitely. And I need your honesty on this, Prashirwin. Is it still one of the most exciting cars under a mil?
Oh, man. On the twist is, yes, it's unreal. I think for that price tag, it's not cheap, eh? 900 and something odd thousand rand.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. But it does. It's one of those cars that will be always a classic.
Mm.
And in the eyes of everyone around it, it holds so much weight, so much prestige, so much DNA behind it. You know, its performance. This thing is like, wow. Honestly, everything about it, I liked it. It's just, would I get it? I'll be honest with you. I think even my favorite car, usually I go for Porsche 911. I'm actually going to take the Alfa Romeo Giulia Quadrifoglio.
Yeah.
I decided no more Porsche.
I've seen the way you're falling in love with that car, man. You're leaving us on the Porsche end. I see it. But now let's shift gears a bit, Prashirwin. I mean, the Chery's Tiggo 4 Pro HEV has been making waves in the affordability and efficiency space. What surprised you most about this hybrid?
Value, performance-based, and it's surprisingly smooth in urban driving. You know, I like that they combined an electric motor with the petrol. So obviously that yields in good consumption. I got about 5 liters per 100 kilometers. And, you know, the cabin is tech strong, 2 big screens, decent materials, and it feels more expensive than the price tag it suggests. But honestly, yeah, you're looking between 500 to 700,000 rand, which is other rivals, but it's about 500 odd. So it's not too bad, actually. Well-priced.
Speaking of it, being well-priced, do you think the Tiggo 4 Pro offers real value, as you mentioned? You know, buyers looking to enter the hybrid segment without breaking the bank. How does it, you know, compare to mainstream arrivals when it comes to the refinement and fuel savings?
You know, I definitely think it does pack a lot of value for money, especially in the hybrid market, where mainstream rivals often start between deep into the 500,000 to 700,000 K range. I think the Tiggo gives you good performance, efficiency, modern tech, and a good warranty at a friendlier price tag. Is it perfect? No. The ride can feel a bit firm over rougher roads, and noise insulation isn't at the Toyota or Honda level yet. But for buyers who want real-world savings, lots of tech, and accessible price, I think it might be not a bad choice to consider.
All right, Prashirwin, thank you so much for that. And before we let you go, can you give us your motoring tip of the week and hit us up with the hot gem to get us ready for the weekend?
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So if you're considering a performance car like the GR Yaris, remember, tires are everything. Don't cheap out. The entire personality of the car depends on good rubber. And let's end off Cardi B, Bodak, what's that song? Bodak.
Yellow, yes.
I remember. Yes, that's the song. Thank you so much.
One time. Thank you so much for showing. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Have a blessed one, King Bash, and to the listeners out there. Cheers. Bye.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.